Fifth lesson. States of matter.
Temperatures can be hot, warm, tepid or lukewarm, cool, cold or icy, or ice cold. Water is liquid at room temperature. When solid, it is called ice. In the experiment as shown, the ice was heated beyond its melting point M, which made it melt. It was then heated further until it reached its boiling point B. This resulted in its vaporization into steam, that is, into a gas. Then the steam was condensed back to liquid water, thus crossing the liquefaction point L. Being liquid again allowed, or enabled, the water to flow into a glass bottle. The bottle was filled with the water, avoiding leaks. Then it was put to cool. Cooling the water beyond its freezing point F eventually froze it into ice crystals. Freezing the water increased its volume and caused the bottle to break.
Exercises. Answer questions 1 and 2 following the model of this sentence. When heated beyond its melting point, ice melts into a liquid, that is, water.
What happens to steam when cooled beyond its liquefaction point, L?
When cooled beyond its liquefaction point, L, steam condenses into a liquid, that is, water.
What happens to water when cooled below its freezing point, F?
When cooled below its freezing point, F, water freezes into a solid, that is, ice.
At room temperature, water is a liquid. What is helium? And what is sodium chloride?
Helium is a gas, and sodium chloride is a solid.
Does water keep a constant volume when it freezes in a bottle? If not, what does it do?
No, water expands when it freezes or when freezing.
What does this cause to the bottle?
This causes the bottle to break.